Energy and MT.
The podcast?
The podcast.
Yeah.
We are
recording. We're doing. Done.
40 seconds.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Mark Cuban and we're here in the Shark Tank where people's fortunes could be made or broked, but don't let me smell blood in the water because then I'll eat you all up into my tummy. Yum, yum.
Got a big shark cage head here. Shark Tank.
The first sign of a true Shark Tank fan is... You know what the name is.
Did I say Shark? Yep.
No, I said Shark.
No, he's you're the real fan. Yeah.
Please continue, Mr. Cuban.
I'm the super fan. I'm Mark Cuban, genius, business, etc. I'm here today in the tank with Vanessa Fairburn, author of the book, If Your Business Doesn't Go All In on Blockchain in the Next 2 Years, You're a Complete Fuckhead. Now helping businesses go all in on the metaverse. Complete visionary. It's Lucy. How are you?
Hello. I'm smart.
Yeah.
I've got a big brain and I've got good business thoughts.
Yeah. And you'd hate to be left behind on the metaverse.
You don't
want to
be left behind.
We all know what it is.
You know, what? How are you going to feel in 5 years when, you know, everyone's on the metaverse and you didn't
feel
pick it
like the suckers that didn't go all in on blockchain. Now look at them.
That's right. You're going to feel like the guys that didn't buy any NFTs.
Dick in their hand, no eight pictures. Morons.
You're gonna have your dick in your hand.
That's basically.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Our first contestant. What do they call them on the show? Pitcher. Our first pitcher. We're catchers. Your pitchers. is a man who seemingly has not heard of doing doggy style before and has constructed it from. from first principles and is now pitching it for you. It's Ben. All right, you're in the Shark Tank.
Is that a diorama you've got there?
Yeah. As you can see, I've taken a quite unconventional approach here where I've flipped normal style sex on its head.
Oh, Spanish style.
Yeah, that's right, Spanish style. That's a real thing, what I was saying before about that being a thing that people do in Spain. They just say
drinking
Spanish
wine with Coke?
Yeah, that's a Spanish thing to do.
They got cool bathrooms and they're drinking their wine with Coke and they're doing doggy style.
They've got
cool bathrooms.
It's a Spanish style bathroom. Just look it up. Just look it up later.
Like with tiles and stuff?
Like tiles and recesses, you know?
Oh, is there any money in that?
Maybe.
I'm bringing
it
to Australia.
Combine that and the sex got something.
Well, we'll put it to the contestant, the pitcher or whatever. Can this be done in a bathroom?
Sorry, I got distracted. I was just looking at a list here from Pinterest, 130 best Spanish bathroom ideas. That could take up an hour of podcast episode easily. Should we go through that or?
And how are you expecting to monetize this?
Have you got to pay to do it? Pay
to
play?
I think you have to pay me, and then I'll sort of explain how to make it work.
Could this be spun into a subscription model?
I think it could. Like a reminder of how to do it that you get in your email inbox.
Passive income.
Because it's so unconventional and counterintuitive that you would just be like, right, how are we doing this again? I don't understand.
What about tiering?
You are kind of tiered in a way.
Doggy style with ads or...
Oh, an ad-supported doggy-style subscription. Yeah. It's called Dogger. D-O-G-G-R.
And with us next up, our final pitcher, looking at his whiteboards, feeling like a complete idiot because he has also come in here to pitch having sex from behind. It's Andrew.
Get out of the way. Get back there. Get out the back, you.
Yeah.
It's time.
Why are we listening to you instead of the last guy?
Yeah, he didn't really seem to have much of a vision for it.
He wasn't selling it to me.
Sell it to me.
No. And
I'm ready to go all in. Sell it to me.
Some of us have a presentation prepared. Now, take everything you think you know about sex and turn half of it around 180 degrees.
What?
Now start mashing those halves together. And what do you have? Something I like to call half missionary.
The rear window.
We're going to play Rear Window and I'm Jimmy Stewart. You know?
No.
No. Oh. I'm really going to need you to elaborate on that one.
It's
so you're in the chair? You're wheelchair bound in an apartment with a long lens camera.
Yep.
And the partner that you're having sex with is the apartment block in which a murder has taken place that you're bearing witness to?
No, the partner is just the lady from the opening panning shot who puts her bra on through the window. And you kind of see the back of her for a second and you go,
I didn't know this old movie had something for daddy.
Old movies sometimes do, you know? Yeah. That's what's so great about them. That's what's so great about old movies and having sex in a new style.
Yeah.
I would like one...
You guys ever done it?
don't
no.
You, I mean, Rear Window?
Keep it regular style. Never done the Rear Window. Haven't done the North
by
Northwest.
And we're all going to say what regular style is on three.
I would like $6 million to help me roll this out across the country.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And basically, that's largely going to fund billboards of me doing it Rear Window style.
Put it on the Vegas Sphere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, you guys still looking at each other in the face like an idiot?
It's gonna fund like 2 second shots of me doing it Rear Window style on the Las Vegas Sphere in their cheapest possible time slot. So about 3 a.m. at the witching hour every night. It'll just be, and then that's it.
You guys ever seen that gif of the two pit bulls doing it and then one pukes on the other one's back? Well, you could be...
You.
Could be either one of those pit bulls.
I will be doing casting for somebody else to be in the commercials and the billboards. See if I can get somebody who is also visionary enough to wrap their minds around this complicated new style of sexuality that I personally have invented, not the guy who was out here before me.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure that guy saw some of my posts on my website, rewindowstyle.com.
Now, you were saying that you actually hold a patent for this.
Mm-hmm. Patent pending. But, you know, I got big dreams. I'm anticipating if this goes really well and I make a big return on investment for you, Mr. Cuban... then, you know, I reckon in 5 to 10 years, I could develop a third style of sex.
That's ridiculous.
I think the market's
there
for it.
Can't imagine it.
Yeah. I think the market's there for it. Sometimes you invent a new style of sex and you do it by yourself, by sitting around storyboarding, you know, doing some sketches, maybe a little bit of role play with your improv troupe who keeps saying, this isn't what we're here to work on. This isn't what we're here to work on. Other times, however, you just take yourself down to one of the premier locations for seeing a style of sex you haven't seen before. Mm. I'm, of course, talking about the zoo. It's time for Zoo Watch.
Z00Z00Watch. Z00Z00Watch. Z00Watch.
Do you hear that story about Eric Clapton, where his session is like a session musician was in between things, in between takes in the studio, and he came up with a new kind of sex, and Eric Clapton's like, "You're on my time. I get that. That's mine. I claim that." And that's how Layla was made.
Jesus Christ.
And if you're under, I don't even fucking know. Yeah.
This story comes to us from KOCO Coco. Coco.
Oh, Coco.
In Oklahoma. Coco like kitten. Oklahoma City Zoo's annual pumpkin drive runs through Friday. People who bring pumpkins bigger than their heads will be able to get into Oklahoma City Zoo for free through the end of the week.
Fuck kind of deal is that?
I love America so much.
Who is this for?
Hopefully, people with small heads.
Ah. So I guess I want to know how much it costs to get kids in anyway.
And if it's cheaper than a pumpkin.
Yeah, a not very big pumpkin.
Yeah, are they making money on the pumpkins here? Do you get to keep the pumpkin?
What? No, you have to give them the pumpkin. You don't just have to prove that you've found a pumpkin larger than your head and then hold on to the pumpkin.
Are they feeding it to the animals? Because I can do that.
Sentence into the story, and I promise you all these details are going to be covered in the next three sentences.
I'd prefer to speculate.
Is it funnier than our version?
No, yet to be seen.
Oklahoma City Zoo continues its annual pumpkin drive through Friday, October 6th. During the drive, people get free general admission, no VIP, no backstage.
Yeah.
If they bring a pumpkin larger than their head. The pumpkins will then be used to decorate the Oklahoma City Zoo's 40th annual Haunt the Zoo event.
Ah!
That is scary. You're right.
Ghost monkeys.
Ghost?
I'm scared.
What if on the night that you're there, there is just the ghosts of all of the animals that sadly died in captivity, you know?
Mm. Yeah, like the real retro ones from back in, like, in the 1930s zoo. Animal cruelty monkeys.
Yeah, the sickest polar bear that you've ever seen.
An ape with knows just a little bit of sign language. Coco. No, alive.
Oklahoma City Zoo's the one where the tapir attack happened, right?
Oh.
And I assume they put that tapir down.
So he's definitely haunting.
Yeah. He's running riot.
The zoo.
He's going to be tearing around like a Scooby-Doo ghost, you know, just chasing everybody.
And he's got the taste for blood.
Gnashing his teeth, little nose getting out of the way, you know? They're going to definitely have the ghost of one chimp that was allowed to have, like, two packs of Marlboro Red a day. Died of his terrible... he was that monkey from the picture with the oxygen thing in his nose. Authorities said there is a limit of one free admission per person. Which authorities? Like the cops?
Yeah.
You better not be letting more than one person in per pumpkin.
Is the NSA involved?
I just, they didn't put that tapir down after the attack.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
it's good because he's innocent.
He stayed at the zoo as an exhibit. Melody, the arm ripping off tapir. they just sort of kept it going.
Wow.
I mean, we have traditionally been on the animal side in this sort of dispute.
Yeah. You know? Yes, correct.
Melanie did nothing wrong.
If you want to...
God forbid
like,
a woman do anything.
Yeah, yes.
If you would prefer to keep your arm attached to your body, how about you keep it outside of the zoo enclosure?
Very simple.
Yeah.
So easy. Yeah.
That goes in there. That's the tapir's arm.
Candy will be distributed at 13 candy booth locations throughout the OKZ Zoo.
Americans love to distribute... The abstract concept of candy.
Yeah, they love
just candy.
Just a big old bowl of sugar product.
What do you mean? Which one? You can't be calling chocolate candy. It's a fucked up thing that they're doing.
Yeah, candy is a boiled lolly.
It's a boiled
comes
sweetie.
In a little. Yeah.
All right. So to answer the question, if you are under the age of two, you're already getting in free,
which is good because most pumpkins are bigger than a 2-year-old's head.
Yeah. It's also against our terms of service. So.
Ben, I'm looking at the actual site here that has the ticket options for Haunt the Zoo 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what you make of the names that they've given to these categories of ticket. So the first category is trick or treat. That gets you zoo admission and a trick or treat bag.
Mm.
Okay.
The second category,
I'm going the treat bag.
Trick or treat bag.
No.
I'll have the one that's full of dog shit. Thank you.
Trick or treat bag.
Pass me that, pass me that flaming bag full of dog shit from behind the counter, will you? Oh! Stomp. The second category is boo it all.
What?
Boo it all.
Boo It All. B-O-O-IT-ALL.
Like do? Like do it all?
Boo.
Maybe. I mean, that gets you zoo admission, trick-or-treat bag, lorikeet feeding, stingray bay, and carousel. And then the final category, zoo it all.
Is it a pun?
I feel like it probably is.
Like do it all. Like do it all, but at the zoo.
Yeah, but you also can't name them both a version of something that you've never actually spelled out anywhere. I'll have one boo it all. The zoo it all is the boo it all with no bag. No trick or treat bag.
Gotcha.
So it's you can do it all, but it's not spooky. Although the zoo will be spooky, I guess.
The zoo
you just
will
don't get
be
the...
spooky. It'll yeah. be haunted.
I'm kind of implying that the candy itself is spooky.
And yeah. Boo is on a higher tier than zoo.
Oh,
shit. In regards
shit.
To their tickets.
Folks, do we have a revelation for you, exclusive here to the Punta Vista podcast bonus episodes. Fuck getting a pumpkin slightly bigger than your child's head. Fuck doing a child pumpkin phrenology to get a free ticket for your kid. Leave them at home and take them in instead for Oklahoma City Zoo's Haunt the Zoo All Grown Up.
Oh, it's an adult tour.
Sexy. Oh,
the strange and spooky continues to grow with OKC's biggest adult-only Halloween party, Haunt the Zoo All Grown Up.
Oh, is there alcohol? Can you drink if you want?
You fucking bet there's alcohol.
Can you pop your top off?
The mission includes...
In the ape showers?
Admission includes...
Why do you make it sound sexy? Like, you're at the zoo.
Yeah. Are you picturing conventional showers for the apes? Like, they get in after the end of a long day?
I'm picturing the shower block from Big Brother Season 1.
Right. A chimp can 100% use like a pump bottle of shower gel.
He could use shower gel. Problem. I think a chimp could shower himself.
Yeah, a chimp would use that 3-in-1 body wash mix. Am I right, ladies?
Mm. Yeah. You go into his enclosure and he's using this. What do you do?
Yeah,
I think they're not evolved enough though to say how could it be all three of those things. So great news, admission includes unlimited access to Haunted Trail. 12 bars.
What?
12 bars. Buy drink tickets early to avoid lines. Lawn games. Unlimited carousel rides.
Uh-huh.
Carousel.
How would an American say
carousel?
Carousel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dance floor with DJ Cora Waves and DJ Limitless.
Are they monkeys? If not, I'm not interested.
Not interested.
I don't think a zoo is somewhere that you should be able to drink.
Oh, they should have
I'm becoming the fun police. What? Why's that?
Because
do they don't live nearby or live
I don't know,
in Oklahoma?
But that was local live in Oklahoma? To Oklahoma City. It was just would have been a good fit.
Yep.
A great fit to have Bonobo.
And they will have food trucks such as Psycho Taco.
When does the sexy stuff happen?
The sexy stuff happens. So Friday, October the 27th. So what day were we saying the regular Haunt the Zoo starts October 7th, and I guess they run that out for most of the month, and then it's time to get fucked up with a bunch of other adults and no kids.
Get the kids out of here.
So if you get all your drink tickets, so one ticket is the equivalent of $3. They can be purchased in sheets of 6 or bought in select locations at the zoo. One ticket will get you a bottle of water. $3 bottle of water. Two tickets will get you a wine or a beer. $6.
$6. Not
That's
bad.
That's not fucking bad. That's
not
great.
Not bad.
And a 12-ounce cocktail will run you 3 tickets.
Alrighty. That could be any amount of cocktail. There's
three,
no way 350
mil. So we're talking like a can of Coke-sized cocktail, I guess.
All right. Okay.
This is reasonable for a cocktail, Paul.
For $9.
If you're buying a beer at a zoo in Australia, you're paying like $15 for like a schooner.
It's not practical to get drunk at a zoo here, is it?
Do they have alcohol at the zoo?
Oh, yeah. I got a beer at Australia Zoo last time I was there with my lunch.
You're not having a few there, though, are you?
That's definitely... Well, because you have to drive there because it's on the sunny coast for one. Like, you're not, you know, not getting the bus to the zoo. That's for sure. You're not getting an Uber home. But also, it's not set up for you to just, like, grab drinks on the go. You kind of got to go through a whole fucking thing to get into the food place and then...
You can't take your drink out.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Whereas if you've got 12 drink carts stationed around the zoo and you're just getting $6 beers, holy
There's
fuck.
No way an animal isn't being given a beer at this event.
Cocktail.
Here you cocktail. Go. Probably a cocktail.
Monkey, it's time for you to have a margarita. And just to drive home that this is an American event, guests must be 21 years old and
so
older.
Fucking stupid.
No outside food or beverage allowed. No full coverage face masks allowed at this Halloween event. And no costume or real weapons.
Yeah, smart. All right. Probably. Yeah.
So can't wear a full face mask.
Can't
have
bring
to leave my
gun
samurai
to the
sword
zoo.
At home.
Samurai sword out. Keyblade out. Can't have any fun.
Oh, boy. So there is a limit of one free admission per person when you are trying to redeem a pumpkin in exchange for your child's access to the zoo or whatever.
Yeah, and you absolutely can't use this pumpkin thing to go to any of the things we just talked about. It's just for visiting the regular zoo before
regular
all
zoo.
The scary stuff comes
no
in.
No parties. No Psycho Taco. No DJ Limitless.
No DJ right. Limitless.
I assume they took that name on after being inspired by the Bradley Cooper movie about the experimental brain drug. Yes. As we all have been inspired.
Hmm.
You know, Oklahoma... It's what we like to call a region of America.
Oh, fuck. I've been riffing on mute for the last 10 minutes. Getting absolutely zero traction.
Oh, but.
I thought you were just like smiling politely.
Oh, now, folks, if you'd like to pause the podcast for a minute and just take the time to imagine a few of the jokes Theo might have made.
You can run through them. Go minutes. Back. Take us back.
All right, so Ben, beer at Australia Zoo, pre or post bird show?
I believe I went post bird show.
Post bird show, a little wind down after the excitement.
I was very heightened experience. Those birds fly right at you.
Yeah,
do they?
I can't remember any of the other ones. Continue. Okay,
classic stuff from Theo there. Anyway, Oklahoma. That is a region of the United States of America. They have many other regions that we like to check in on regional bullshit.
That's right. Let me just find where that is.
Winston fell down the stairs yesterday.
Suck shit.
Oh, buddy. Is he okay?
I think a ghost pushed him. I'm worried the house is haunted and they see him as an evil specter, which he is, and they want his presence out of the home. He's fine.
He's
imagine it would make a noise, sort of like a dusty old accordion being kicked
out. He's totally thumping, and then he got up and was fine, which like annoyed me even more. I wasn't even bothered.
I lived, bitch.
It's like a Mr. Magoo ass falling down the stairs.
It was
invincible.
After he escaped from his special bath where he has to sit with his special shampoo on for 10 minutes, and he escaped the bath and fell down the stairs. It was just wet. It was just like wet on the floor.
God damn.
Oh, Winston.
He's Lucy, not meant to live. how's this for a theory, though? What if the house isn't haunted? What if there are actually angels there, and they're like a demonic presence has entered this place?
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna
either
go
way
and take care of that. For you.
Something doesn't want you. His demonic presence. Other dogs bark at him like he's wrong. Like something
I know
is
that
wrong.
He shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it. This comes to us from WANE, The Wayne.
I love The Wayne.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana. Monday marks 15 years since wizards became tin caps.
Yes, I'm nodding. Yep.
That was hard to say with a straight face. Oh, for Fort Wayne Tin Caps President Mike Nutter.
Come on, man.
October 2nd, 2008 could have been better. You guys got like, any dates that are more than like a week ago where you think, oh, that's the specific date when everything changed for the worst?
It's when the wizards became the tin caps.
Yeah, that was it for me as well. It's October 2nd, 2008.
A dark day in all our calendars. That morning, Nutter and other officials with the Fort Wayne Wizards gathered at the Grand Wayne Convention Center unveil a rebranding from the Wizards to the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Now, I'm pausing really quickly because I gotta see what that fucking jersey looks like.
What's a tin cap?
It appears to be an apple wearing an upside-down saucepan on its head.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
That's, righto. That is the interpretation that I am getting from the mascot here.
That's exactly what it is, yeah.
Okay.
You reckon there's a Mrs. Tin Cap?
Maybe. Like Mrs. Met? Mrs. Met can get it.
Yeah, can she?
Do you reckon it's just that one specific person who wears the costume? Is that what's going on here?
You think that there's one lady in Mrs. Met? Is that what you're asking? And are you asking if she's attractive?
That's really nice with it.
Lucy, I don't know if you saw a post the other day that was somebody's video from like Disney of Mr. Incredible and Elastigirl walking around in the outfits. And Elastigirl's like sashaying around everyone, waving at everybody. And the person who was posting this is like, I know that's a gay in there. I know in my core.
True.
So when I say Mrs. Met can get it, who knows? You know?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Although Nutter, who has been with the organization since 1999, had been told to expect some initial pushback from disgruntled fans, he said the negative responses were, quote, relentless. We were getting hammered. I mean, there wasn't one positive thing on WOWO that day. I'm assuming a local radio station, the WOWO.
Mm-hmm.
We got home and we checked the answering machine, and I mean relentless. Vulgarity, swear words. Change this. You've got to be the biggest idiot ever, Nutter said.
Wow.
I'd change it back, personally.
I'd probably just change it back. I don't want to be called the biggest idiot ever.
I only got two boxes of jerseys made. That's fine. We'll take that out of the kitty. You know? The day of the announcement, former WOWO radio host Pat White told Wayne 15 callers on his show, suggested fans would instead call the team the Potheads or the Tin Cups. Fucking get them, Pat White.
Yeah, Potheads kind of funny, I guess.
I guess so. Does Tin Cups make it any better?
Is that a joke about jail? They give you a tin cup in jail.
I guess so.
I wonder if it was a reference to the movie Tin Cup. It's a sports movie.
Okay.
Starring Kevin Costner as like an over-the-hill golfer, I think.
Right.
Maybe, you know? I guess maybe he was just reaching for the thing that sounds like tin caps. Quote, that is the most horrible name they could pick, one WOWO caller said.
Think of a lot worse. Yeah. Just off the top of my head.
The Fort Wayne dog cunts.
The Fort Wayne diarrhea bastards.
Yeah.
I was thinking like straight up slurs, but yours is good too.
The Fort Wayne sex offenders. All that kind of.
It's a Fort Wayne pedophiles.
I think all these are worse than the tin cups.
Yeah.
I mean, the tin caps. Sorry, they got me.
Fort Wayne 9/11 perpetrators, all of it.
How about the Fort Wayne tit craps? You know?
Yeah, that's what I'd call him.
Yep. We can do way worse than that, bro. Don't even worry about it. Nutter said he even received messages from CEOs of local businesses asking the team to reconsider the name change. You don't want that.
Yeah, you're don't embarrassing us by proxy. This is so fucking terrible. I don't want to live in the city with the Fort Wayne tin caps.
It's never good when you make a decision and, like, your local chamber of commerce has to approach you. This is dire. Although Wayne 15 spoke to a few people in 2008 who were initially fond of the tin caps, a Wayne 15 poll at the time painted a grim picture of the team's initial popularity. The poll received over 1,000 responses online, and nearly 90% of the respondents said they would have preferred a different name. Other names being considered included the Octane.
Terrible.
Fort Wayne Octane.
Fort Wayne Octane.
Right, when you say it.
Yeah, you could say the Wayne-tane. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You could say that.
You could say that, I guess.
And I would. I absolutely would.
Going down to Fort Wayne to get some Wayne-tane.
The Fort Wayne Crab Apples. I don't know why that's any better or worse.
No, I like it.
I love the Fort Wayne Crab Apples.
I love the Fort Wayne Crab Apples. I'd wear that jersey. Absolutely.
And the Generals. Boring.
Boring. You do not want to share your name with a team that's famous for only ever losing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, like in history?
No. He's talking about the sort of...
The Washington Generals that play against... Okay.
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, and they only ever lose except for that one time.
Yeah, they're just not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, I know nothing about sports.
I don't know if you could really class that as sports. It's kind of the professional wrestling of basketball.
So good. I got to see them as a kid and didn't realize that it was staged. Just had no fucking idea. Did not question why the Globetrotters players all had microphones.
That is so good. I can't believe in all the years we've been doing this show, it's never come out that Ben has A, seen the Harlem Globetrotters, B, did not know the fix was in.
Oh, man, that was a great day for me. I'm glad I backed the right team.
Yeah, I think when you're... If you don't have, like, a team in the game, that's what you got to do, right? You got to pick one. You just say, all right, I'm going with these guys for the rest
of it. Bad vibes if your kid rocks up and is like, oh, I don't like the look of those Globetrotters.
For multiple reasons.
Yeah.
Despite the initial reactions, management braved the storm and trusted in the new name. And Nutter said it did not take long before fans started to change their minds.
Sorry, who?
Mr. Nutter.
Mr. Nutter.
It's Mr. Nutter. Mike Nutter.
Mike Nutter from the start of the article.
That's Fort Wayne Tin Caps President Mike Nutter.
I think I stood up to close the window so that the fucking plovers would shut up at that point. So Mike Nutter, you say?
Mike Nutter. Yeah.
Hey, do you guys want to know what the tin caps are named after?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay. They're named after Johnny Appleseed.
Oh.
Did he wear a tin cap?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently he wore a tin cap. This is like one of those...
Who is Johnny Appleseed and why... The guy that sells GPS.
He planted apple trees.
Have you really never heard of Johnny Appleseed in your life, Theo?
It says... Johnny Appleseed GPS, your Garmin GPS and RAM mounts.
That's crazy that he named that.
On Logan Road.
Planted all those trees.
He's an American mythical figure.
Yeah, Americans
like
have
John
like,
Henry, you know?
They have like folklore figures in America.
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, they've got Paul Bunyan. They got that Rip Van Winkle.
Was John Henry a real guy?
And I've always been too scared to ask if Paul Bunyan was a real guy or not.
He was a giant man. Or wait, are the statues of him just really big? And we'll be right back.
What are we talking?
Okay, you should know.
The Fort Wayne tin caps are named after
Johnny Appleseed.
Not Paul Bunyan.
Correct.
Make more sense.
And Paul Bunyan was a giant lumberjack. Thank you very much to all the haters and losers who said I sounded stupid. I went to one of the big Paul Bunyan statues when I was in America. I went to the Bemidji one with these big
Oh, you're up in Bemidji?
Up in Bemidji, yeah, with Babe the Blue Ox, his blue ox. It's mentioned, that statue, in the film Fargo, I believe.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and John Henry was a railroad worker. I feel like they're all just laborers. They're little folklore myths.
Yeah, that's nice. What happened to laborers in America?
They killed them all.
What happened next?
They do have
also
Ben. They do have in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the Johnny Appleseed Festival every year.
Yeah,
and they've got a grave there.
GPS technology.
Goddamn. My question is. Oh, here we go. Questions related to your search. Did Johnny Appleseed live in Fort Wayne? He traveled throughout the Midwest planting fruit trees, mainly apples, for the pioneers who settled there. The last 10 years of his life were spent around Fort Wayne, Indiana, where he eventually succumbed to illness and died.
Good was his name Johnny Appleseed?
He no. was buried. No. But I guess it's a nickname due to all of the apple planting.
Apple seeding that he did.
His name was John Chapman. And lo and behold, in all these pictures, he's wearing a stupid fucking saucepan on his head.
Yeah.
If you're American listening to this and you're thinking about typing out some sort of comment like, lol, I can't believe you didn't know about Johnny Appleseed, just listen to yourself.
I know far more about the USA than is normal, like that they should have any right to. Like, think about how many facts you know about the USA that no person would know about our country.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Why do I know about Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Why do I know about Johnny Appleseed?
More about Fort Wayne, Indiana than any other piece of media on this earth.
And all that includes the Wayne.
Yeah, that's right. It's us and the Wayne, neck and neck.
I don't think he should be wearing a saucepan on his head like that. What's the benefit? What's the benefit?
Yeah.
Qui bono.
What's it for? Right now, Johnny Appleseed.
Mm. He's taking on blast.
Your I don't respect school. You.
And there's always a bird sitting on it too. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Calm the fuck down.
Have everybody. Some dignity about yourself.
Have some dignity.
Welcome to the roast of Johnny Appleseed.
Don't respect him.
Oh. Nutter said the first sign people were being more positive about the tin caps happened right before the first season in 2009 when fans were able to participate in an open house of Parkview Field. Quote, it was like, wait a minute, this is pretty special and I'll give it a chance, Nutter said, not really providing any evidence for that assertion. By the end of the tin caps' first season, Nutter said the tin caps had the top-selling logo in minor league baseball to go along with having 101 wins across the regular season and postseason. Get it together. Just play a season. Just play a season and then you have the final at the end.
That's so many games.
They've got preseasons, regular seasons, postseasons. Welcome to the roast of baseball.
Baseball rules. Baseball's a fucking great day out. It's a lovely time.
In the really? Sun?
I feel bad for the players. I don't think you should have to play like 300 games a year.
That's a lot.
It's too many.
Oh, it's like when you see what is involved in like an NBA game and then they just fly them somewhere else and they play another game the next night. No.
Yeah.
What a month off after that. Nutter said the Tin Caps also had much more success with its team store than the Wizards, which also dealt with controversy and pushback over its name when the team first came to Fort Wayne.
People always say fear change, you know? Hate something new.
All right. Quick quiz. Why do you think they were mad about being called the Wizards?
Oh, because it's black magic. It's not.
Because it's the occult.
It's the occult.
Probably. Depends what year this
is. Oh, hang on. It's the KKK. It's the KKK.
You are infringing on our quote, I didn't realize how much flack they caught. People were sending me stuff about letters to the editor quoting Deuteronomy and the occult and satanic worship and things like that.
That was the first thing.
Yep. Oh, and
I
I'm thinking
onto something with the KKK.
I'm thinking I only knew Dinga the Dragon, Nutter said.
Don't come at me with that stuff. I only know Dinga the Dragon.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Look, we all only know Dinga the Dragon, but what's that got to do?
There's one thing I know. It's like it's Dinger the Dragon.
Yeah. Dinger the Dragon.
I'm very pro Dinger the Dragon. I've made a hyperlink there you can click on to get a look at Dinger the Dragon.
Yep,
that's a crocodile. It looks stupid.
He's sort of a sort of what furries would maybe call an anthro dragon, but he's also wearing
a wizard hat. And he's caked up. Yeah, he actually looks sick. I love this.
Yeah. The hat is very cool. The big white eyebrows are very cool. They could have just been the same color as the rest of him, but I feel like they really add some flavor, some wizard-like flavor to his face, his dragon's face.
He's got a real Power Rangers villain look and feel to him.
Like he'd be called like Grotor.
Yeah, now, except in like a baseball outfit.
Ben, on the page that you've linked me to there, that has Dinger the Dragon on it, he is listed under the tag retired minor league mascots, which I'm now having a bit of a look through.
Yeah.
Previously, back in the day, retired in 1998, was the mascot of the Fort Wayne Wizards, Wayne the Wizard.
Oh, and you gotta wanna get some eyes on Wayne the Wizard.
Wayne looks like shit compared to Dinger the Dragon.
Oh man.
I don't know. That's a lead pipe. That is a bad man. That is he's an occult figure.
Oh no. He was the mascot of the Fort Wayne Wizards minor league team from 93 through 98. Wayne was portrayed by Travis Weaver from 96 through 98. Weaver was recruited after a member of the Fort Wayne Wizards front office saw him as the Northside High School Redskins mascot, Chief Mac.
That's no good.
That's not going to be good at all. Replaced by Dinger the Dragon at the start of the 1999 season. They did a mock execution on the field.
Oh, because he's hitting dingers.
Oh, he's knocking some dingers.
Yeah. Oh, man, there's a great mascot, like baseball card of Wayne the Wizard. He looks very strange.
I don't like
him. They've got some fucked up mascots, to be perfectly honest with you. They could have got into trouble with this one as well. Scooter the Holy Cow.
Okay.
Why would you name him that? Why would you name him that unless you were looking to get in trouble? From the team, the Staten Island Yankees. Did people on Staten Island say Holy Cow a lot?
Probably. You know? Yeah. It's that classic Staten Island expression.
Now, I thought he was going to be an angel, but that's just a cow with a stupid
He doesn't
hat
look
on.
Holy at all.
No.
Does he have one of those... the things they put in them so they can get inside their guts.
Oh, a cow magnet. when you start first day as a mascot.
What is
cow
that?
Cow magnet.
So what you're looking at there, Lucy, that is Clawford, who is the mascot of the Charlotte Stone Crabs. Oh, sorry, the Charlotte Stone Crabs.
He's awful. Yeah. He looks like an earthworm.
I'm going to go ahead and scissor his head off.
Yeah.
That thing needs to go in a guillotine.
On the page here, there's just a field that says description crab.
I've seen a crab before. That's not what a crab looks like.
Way too many teeth.
Do you guys want to know the name of the manager on their all-time team? I suspect that they kind of get people to pitch in and vote for their favorite players. And the manager for the all-time team is Randy Reddy.
Oh, it's nice. Mm. Yeah.
That's a good name. And then finally, we've got Crater. Now, just have a little look at him, guys. Crater. Guess, what do you think he's
of
supposed
the volcanoes.
To be? I don't
know.
He
looks like some kind of insect.
That is a mess.
Yeah, I can't.
That's a fucking mess. Why is his arms purple?
Is he's a volcano? Like, he's a humanoid volcano?
Yeah, or like he's got some kind of, I couldn't really tell you, to be perfectly honest. Description, unique. I guess that's just the tag they give to things that are just kind of made up. Oh, this is so much worse. Now I'm looking at the unique mascots. They are fucked up.
They got Wooshock in there? Because he's definitely not anything.
They've got Doris the Spokanosaurus.
Well, that's a dinosaur.
That's not that unique. That's just a dinosaur.
I don't think it is. I mean, you look at that and tell me that's a regular, regular dinosaur.
An audio medium.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to be there Googling on your phone. You need to stop the car. You might want to pull the car over.
Don't stop the car. Come on. Grow up. We got Yojo. It's a sick, perverse world you live in, Americans. Just inventing vile creatures to
Doris
dance
is putting
for
that
your
out.
Children.
She's putting it out. I'm saying it. She's got full Chardonnay's energy. She's flirty. She's
definitely a wine mum.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Doris spends the 8th and 9th inning just picking who she's going to go home with?
Yeah, 100%. In an empowered way, you know.
Yeah.
Not in a judgmental way.
In the last 15 years, Nutter said the support the Tin Caps have received from the community has been incredible. Quote, "It's been so awesome," Nutter said. "The support we've received from fans, media, ticket holders, partners, sponsors, we couldn't have dreamed of this kind of success." I think they dreamed big with the Tin Caps.
They believed.
In 2008, Tin Caps owner Jason Fryer told Wayne 15 the real judge of the Tin Caps' success would be, quote, "the test of time."
Isn't it always?
Is it just time that's judging you, though, or is it people over the course of time?
Well, that's part and parcel of the test of time.
Yeah, you think so?
I think
so. Time's not testing them.
It's not just the construct of time that's testing them?
No, probably not.
Nutter said the Tin Caps are able to withstand the test of time and exceed expectations. Quote, "All those questions about the name, the ballpark, and would there be enough parking and that kind of stuff, we've put that to bed and it's been incredible," Nutter said.
Seems like these are really separate issues, like having a dog shit name for your minor league baseball team versus whether you have a big enough parking lot. That's like a day one problem. Really should have. Yeah.
I love the idea of this guy just getting all these like abusive like messages that are like, "Name's fucking stupid. It's for idiots. And also, you don't have enough fucking parking.
Don't get in there on time.
Killed your dog."
I'd never want to watch these fuckers play with that stupid name. And also, I can't even fucking find a park there.
What's the point if I can't come down there and throw my beer onto Johnny Appleseed myself?
I want to see that apple mascot.
Here it is. I got it for you right now. It's just mascot suit Johnny Appleseed.
Looks like shit.
Yeah.
It does. Looks he's wearing fucking a fucking stupid tin cap. He looks like a looks like a mascot from Warner Brothers Movie World.
Yeah.
Like a minor character from a thing that came out in the 90s.
Yeah, you know? It was like not even a big hit then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was hoping for an apple, you know.
He looks like a minor character from All Dogs Go to Heaven, right?
It's accurate.
Hey, sometimes you're trying to name a baseball team and you make everybody in the city that you live in angry. But hey, folks, Po-Buddy's Nerfect.
Po-Buddy's Nerfect. No, no, Po-Buddy's Nerfect. Perfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Po-Buddy's Nerfect. No.
This was sent into us by listener Justin. Thank you, Justin. Is from the Charlotte Observer. Wedding officiant fires gun to get attention and accidentally shoots grandson, cops say.
We've all been there.
A 62-year-old grandfather accidentally shot his grandson while officiating a wedding in Nebraska, officials say. At about 5 p.m. Saturday, deputies with the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office responded to a call about a shooting at a wedding outside of Denton, about 10 miles southwest of Lincoln. Chief Deputy Ben Houchin said during a news briefing. According to investigators, the man was trying to get everyone's attention by firing a snub-nosed revolver into the air. Mm-hmm. But as he drew the pistol and cocked
great,
back...
Great weapon, by the way, to fire into the air. If you're going to fire something in the air.
Yeah. Well, it clearly had to be...
snub-nosed revolver.
Had to be something that would fit in his pocket. So, yeah full-length barrel on there wouldn't have made sense.
When you're officiating... You need that quick draw. You need to be able to get it out of your belt or your sock real quick. Point your .38 special at somebody. Settle down.
But as he drew the pistol and cocked back the hammer, he fumbled the gun and it fired, striking his 12-year-old grandson in the shoulder, Houchin said.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do we have any character details of the grandson before I make it incorrect judgment here.
No, this is a complete blank canvas that you can draw any conclusions about that you'd like.
Yeah. Heard he was into Mr. Beast.
The YouTuber?
He's a twist.
Yeah.
The gun was loaded with blanks, but still packed enough punch to seriously injure the child, according to Houchin.
This suggests to me that this man regularly fires a gun into the air at a wedding and has put blanks in his gun for safety reasons.
Absolutely. This man came locked and loaded.
I will be firing my gun into the air during this wedding, he says to himself as he's leaving the house. Better put my homemade blanks in there.
Do you reckon he's got anyone there doing crowd work? Like, rile things up? Otherwise, he doesn't get to shoot the gun in the air.
The blanks were homemade, filled with black powder and then glued, he added.
So you just kind of make a little slug out of them? Is that what happened?
Yeah. The boy was taken to an area hospital, then transported to Omaha for further treatment, Houchin said. His injuries were non-life-threatening. So thank God. Do you reckon this guy officiates a lot of weddings? Like, clearly this was a family wedding because his grandson was there.
Oh, yeah.
I think if he was officiating a lot of weddings, he would choose a weapon with a higher capacity.
Was he trying to get this off the ground? Like, I got this really good idea. It's the gunslinging officiant.
Wow, this guy doesn't take any shit.
Yeah, just let me do your wedding.
I find just, like, talking really loud into the microphone or just letting there be some feedback in it is a really good way to get people's attention. Like, you probably don't have to fire a gun into the air.
I think what would make sure things go smoothly at the wedding is if you were to say, speak now or forever hold your peace, and then pop one in the air and then just pan your gun around the audience in the pews, you know? Just to kind of let them know, yes, you know, ruin the wedding if you want, but
the it's consequences. Yeah. I shot my own grandson. Don't think I won't shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
He was 12.
I'll do anything to keep this wedding on the tracks.
quote, we don't believe he intended to hurt the child, but the act was not very smart, Houchin said.
Yeah. It sure wasn't. Yeah.
Like, he must. Why else would you carry a gun with blanks in it with you? Either you're planning on using it to get everyone's attention, or this is like a weird, dumb self-defense thing that you have on you at all times. Like, scare away would-be robbers.
Just scare them with a blank? It's for firing in the air for effect, right?
Got it. 100%.
That's for going, yee-haw.
I guess they do things a little differently out there in Nebraska. They probably do things a lot differently in Nebraska.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm glad nobody got shot at my wedding. Did anything really out of pocket happen at your wedding, Theo? No one got too crazy?
Anyone get shot?
They served me a prawn.
Oh.
It was crumbed, so I didn't know what it was.
Uh-oh. Are you allergic?
Yeah.
Did you eat it?
Yeah. That was all right.
Pretty crazy. Lucy, are you planning on having a celebrant that's armed?
Wasn't yours? I wasn't, but like, I'm thinking about it now, you know?
Just because sometimes it's hard to get people's attention.
That's true.
So you got to keep that thing on you.
People are noisy, you know? Can't just say, hey, shut up. Yeah. Sometimes you got to have that thing on you.
The problem is that at Lucy's wedding, in order to fit with the theme, the officiant will have a keyblade as their weapon.
That's right. You can't really fire that in the air. A keyblade.
I now pronounce you, and he's like tapping you on the shoulders like the queen.
That was Goofy, right? With the keyblade?
No, one of them.
No, I believe the boy has the keyblade.
The boy has the keyblade.
Yeah, the boy
Goofy
versed
wears
by
pants, friend which is of the surprising show, Haley Joel to be.
Goofy does wear pants. Yeah. But Donald doesn't wear pants.
Donald okay. does. Yeah, that's
the pants exist. They're just for purchase.
We have the technology.
Not to wear them.
I recently learned that Donald Duck is the most powerful wizard in the Kingdom Hearts universe.
He is a powerful wizard.
Yeah, including all of the other fictional characters, you know?
That's right.
So fucking stupid.
He's terrible. He never heals you in battle. He's a fucking asshole. Check out Kingdom Hearts.
You cannot describe Kingdom Hearts to me in any way that matters.
In any way that doesn't make me laugh.
The grandfather has been charged with felony child abuse, quote, because of the seriousness of the injury and the use of the firearm, he added. Now, that is true.
True. Yeah.
The grandfather has been charged with felony child abuse, quote, due to shooting the kid.
Yeah. You shoot a kid, the police are going to get involved. It's just one of those things.
It's frowned upon.
Both the grandfather and grandson are from Odessa, Texas.
That's where they do things a little differently.
Yeah.
I think we can safely say they do things a little differently in Nebraska and in Texas. And hell, I'll say they probably do things a little differently in Kansas. It's time for Kansas Watch.
From KSNW, the snow, but the K is silent. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
In Kansas, Hutchinson firefighters help man stuck in mud in Cow Creek.
That's a fucking Kansas ass shit. That's a great Kansas headline.
A stepdad?
I hope I'm never in the paper because I got stuck in mud.
Yeah, at least Cow Creek.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. The firefighters have got to come and help you.
Yeah. Throw your hat in the mud, it starts sinking.
A news release from HFD says at 6:14 p.m., they were called for an entrapment with a person stuck in mud up to their chest.
Oh, that's what it means.
Now, here's a real twist for you. When crews arrived on scene, they found a man in his 20s stuck in mud up to his chest.
Yeah.
I really like how they worded that identically.
I mean, it would have been great if they said that at 6:14 they were called for an entrapment with a person stuck in mud up to their knees, and when crews arrived on scene, they found
up to his neck. Yeah.
That'd be good gear, but...
In the short time, they do say, his friends who called the HFD said that when they called, the man was only in as deep as his knees. In the short time it took HFD to respond, he sunk over a foot.
We've got a quicksand scenario happening.
Yeah.
This just doesn't seem real.
Yeah.
Do you think it was wriggling around too much?
Like if quicksand your friends style. Were there, there was nothing you could figure out to
get to him?
They couldn't
pull you out when you were at your knees?
You couldn't make a rope out of your shirts?
Everyone else that he was with, seven friends, and they were all wearing brand new Jordans.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I'm not going over there. Should have thought about that. I'm standing on the grass.
Oh, hold on. They did do something. Let's give them a break here.
Oh. Crews used a rope to put around.
Oh, never
man.
Mind. I thought they was talking about like his crew.
His crew.
No, no, it wasn't
man's
his crew.
Boys used a rope.
Yeah. The homies leapt into action. Crews used a rope to put around the man to keep him from sinking any further.
Yeah, great idea. Great concept.
I just don't.
What were the other guys doing?
What were you doing? How wide was the mud puddle that you couldn't get anywhere near him? You couldn't. I feel like this is like a. Like one of those sort of logic puzzles that someone would give you where you'd be like, you have 1 4-foot length of wood and one short rope and five men and you need to get someone out of the middle. You're like, ooh.
Three of you have new Jordans.
If you put the Jordans on your hands and then use your feet to walk across.
Then they got a ladder and buried it beside the trapped man, which helped him get out of the mud.
Lost your ladder.
What
ladder's
consistency
gone.
Is this mud?
Yeah, this is
like,
fucking crazy.
Did they slide it down and he... Or did they just kind of flop it down on top of the mud and he was able to clamber onto it? It's so hard to picture.
I guess that's just life in Kansas.
That's it just is. Life.
It's just life in Kansas. I'm always saying this.
Yeah. It's life in Cow Creek.
Yep, and that was that entire story. That was about all of it. This has technically been an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us behind the paywall. We love having you here.
We love it.
Yeah. It's warm in here, but not too warm.
So intimate.
It's pleasant.
The other guys don't even get an episode. You guys.
That's true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just for you.
Well.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.